When it comes to hair, everybody has a story, and those stories get deeper when it comes to race. People of color have dealt with natural hair discrimination for centuries, and legislation is just now catching up. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has this report about a bill being considered by the Baltimore City Council that would ban hair discrimination at the workplace.
Yasmin Young is running her hands through her client's hair from roots to ends.
Essentially, we are defining Destiny's natural curls. So we use a gel and a mousse, and we're just bringing out her natural curl pattern. It's a curl discovery. So we're
at Diaspora, her salon in Charles Village. Young exclusively styles natural hair. That is what some call afro-textured or tightly coiled hair, untreated by chemicals. She used to work as a graphic designer at a company where she was the only Black employee. There, Young wore her natural hair in a twist-out. Her boss claimed it was unprofessional.
Then came the, your hair is too wild, it's making people uncomfortable. I said, well, maybe this just isn't a job for me.
Now, Young wears her hair in an afro and helps other Black women embrace and maintain their own natural hair. She says every client has dealt with hair discrimination on some level, like Jasmine Watson.
I was interviewing for a job, and I wore a wig because I had been natural for a really long time, and I just wasn't sure because of, you know, the company. I wasn't sure how that would be received. So I wore a wig, and I got the job. And then on my first day, I wore my hair natural. And so someone was like, you look different. Did you change your hair? And I was like, no, I didn't.
Destiny Barr says she hasn't experienced workplace hair discrimination that she's aware of.
I used to work in finance, so I you know, was a minority where I was at, so I was always aware that my hair may not be accepted, so I was just conscious of how I did wear my hair.
Again, here's Watson.
But I also feel like people take like a lot of liberty in the workplace to ask Black women about their hair in a way that I don't see, you know, that I have never seen like other women have to deal with.
Experiences like these and his own are why Councilman Robert Stokes recently introduced a bill that would ban natural hair discrimination in the majority Black city of Baltimore.
I can actually remember when I was a senior at Dunbar High School and I had braids in my hair, and I remember they made an announcement say if you have braids in your hair, you have to take them out or you have to leave out the school.
The Democrat says a classmate next to him took his braids out. These types of incidents are not new, and they're a part of national conversation. In a high-profile 2018 case, a Black high school wrestler in New Jersey was forced to cut his braids off in front of a crowd to compete in a match. New York and California already have laws on the books that ban hair discrimination.
I looked at Baltimore and say, we don't have no bill or law here in Baltimore that put teeth into hair discrimination here in Baltimore.
Though the Civil Rights Act was passed over 55 years ago, Black women have lost cases about natural hair in the workplace. Dr. Tara Bowen-Reed, a psychology professor at Morgan State University, says many have faced pressure to make their hair look less ethnic since slavery was abolished.
So the straighter your hair was, the more it was related to being more European. So this standard of beauty has continued to loom over us in terms of mirroring basically white women's hair, from texture to even color.
When hair relaxers, or what some call perms, a way of straightening tight curls with chemicals like lye and sodium hydroxide, were introduced in the early 1900s, they sold well, despite in some cases severe chemical burns and side effects that are still being investigated. Market research shows Black women are moving away from chemical relaxers and their damage and towards wigs or weaves. There's also evidence that more money is being spent on natural hair care products. Dr. Bowen-Reed says covert hair discrimination is not reserved for corporate America.
I mean, you've literally had little kids kicked out of school because their hair was viewed as untamed. That's ridiculous, and that's a message that will never get erased.
The professor says these repeated microaggressions weigh on Black women, emotionally and psychologically.
There may not be publicly in the HR description that you can't wear your hair natural, but they'll talk about it should be professionally groomed and neat.
She supports the bill and thinks Black women will still be subject to covert discrimination from white employers if the bill passes.
However, the more laws to protect you, the better. It does send out a message that I'm not going to tolerate it. And I now have backup to protect me.
The bill is currently making its way through the City Council legislative process. If passed, the discrimination ban would be enacted 30 days after Mayor Jackie Young signs it into law. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.